Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. And if you have been hanging out in Michigan, hopefully from a safe distance in your home this past week, you have noticed that things have been closing around you. We've got malls closing, restaurants closing, and one of the more impactful things might just be all of those cultural sites, museums, different types of gardens, things like that. They have also been closing around the state.
And we couldn't think of a better person to talk about this subject than WDET's own Ryan Patrick Cooper, host of Culture Shift here at WDET. Ryan, welcome to Mishmash.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Ryan, over here in Grand Rapids, we have seen this sort of trend that I've been following where different types of cultural institutions like the Grand Rapids Art Museum, the Frederick Meyer Gardens, they are trying to do a lot of stuff online in order to sort of keep visitors engaged. They've been posting virtual tours on Facebook. They've been doing talks with people. What are you guys seeing over on your side of the state?
So here in Detroit, we're seeing the Detroit Symphony Orchestra be one of the first in the world to make their entire catalog of performances dating all the way back to 2011 free and open to the public. Normally, this costs $50 a year to have access to essentially a Netflix-like service for classical music, but they wanted to make it completely free. Ann Parsons, the president of the DSO, felt it was part of how musicians respond to crisis in general.
When there's a crisis, the first thing that happens is the musicians come out and play and try to heal and be part of the recovery of whatever the crisis is. The horrible thing about this one is that we have been silenced in a way by not being able to convene because of an orchestra is more than 50 people.
And really, Shana, orchestras around the world were some of the first to really respond to this and say, we're equipped to be able to bring entertainment into your house because they've had to confront the reality of their aging audience for decades now. So they've gone digital really quicker and in a more advanced way than a lot of the arts and culture world has done. So they've been doing live streams. They've been bringing things into your living room quite a bit. And it's just part of the reality. So they were really equipped to make this transition quicker than most.
And artists outside of the musical world also doing this too. We spoke with Jessica Kerr Moore on Detroit Today with Stephen Henderson. She's a poet, nationally known right here from Detroit. And she says, you know, this is tough for a lot of artists.
Everything I do is about the opposite of social distancing. It's about how can I touch my people?
But she also says that this could be a really prolific time for the arts.
I think it's going to be a real creative time. I think a lot of things from artists are going to come out of this moment.
So, Ryan, what do you think of that, the idea that we might actually see sort of a weird renaissance out of all this?
That might be possible, but they'd still have to be employed. One of the things that we're already seeing is that the Met Opera in New York, which is the largest arts institution in the United States by budget, laid off all of their union musicians, chorus singers, and essentially their entire creative staff.
Wow.
So if musicians are able to survive this, yes, we may see a creative renaissance. And obviously, that's only one field. But artists are taking a hit just like everybody else, like the service industry, like the auto industry, like every industry on the planet right now. So I hope there is a creative renaissance. And certainly, it's right for that.